This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Well, the one-way trip that none of us want to take is the one-way out. 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, and I will tell you that I will be distracted for much of the hour, much of the day today, because of the passing of my friend Troy Brown. There's a club that exists, 40, maybe 50 people who have been doing this for a long time. This, whatever this is, it's talking to people, it's communicating, it's trying to entertain and get to people with your shtick on the radio. And Joy was one of the, we'd have a club, you know what I'm saying? There was an organization of talk show hosts that was developed about 30-some-odd years ago, and many of us belonged to it. And I'm noticing that some of the members are beginning to drop off. And it's not because they're retiring, it's because they're just dropping off. Tom Maher from Baltimore died about a month or so ago. Jerry Doyle died a few weeks ago, and Joy died over the weekend. And so I'm beginning, this is really pretty sobering stuff. You guys laugh, you kind of chuckle when you think about my demise. You're going to hear this thump on the on the console. That's how Joy died. Joy was not on the air. She was on the air on Friday. Saturday she was having a conversation. It was either with her mother or her brother, and she just dropped over dead.
Jeez.
71 years old. And by the way, the picture of health. I knew Joy very well for a long time. She was on this program for a long time, and we'll have a little maybe excerpt here and there of things. I remember her talking about all kinds of stuff, like the best time to consider a job change. She would get calls from everybody about every conceivable thing going on in one's life, and she was really good. Her personal life wasn't fabulous, because she spent too much time, and I said this to her when she and I were close, she spent a lot of time analyzing me or whoever it was that she was with. That's just the way she was. She was a professional, day-in, day-out analyzer. So when you would call her on the air and ask her a question like, when should I change my job, she'd go right for it. I remember she told this person, I don't know why I remember this call, but she said, your career path requires a change as much as anything else in your life. When it's time for a career change or a change in your partner or a change in your personal life, then figure it out and move on. And your birthday is a good time to change your job. When you're 40 or 50, change your job, I remember. And she did that in her own life. Changed. She went to WOR when she was in her, I think, early 40s, and was there from the beginning of the network to the end, about 25 years. She was the most listened to person on the old WOR network. She also had the most profitable program on the old network. She was really good. People liked her. She was good at engaging people. I remember she was talking about, with regard to job changes, talking about when she thought at a school reunion it was time to change. Everybody was talking about how unhappy they were at their jobs, and that was a good key. There was a lot of practical common sense stuff to her. She talked about midlife crisis a lot from her own perspective. She was very self-effaced. You talk about what was going on in her life. And that's the best way for any of us to be, because it relates. If Kara is talking about something in her life, I think yesterday, what are we getting? Oh, yesterday was Kara's personality day with Victoria Bullis. So we dug around on that for a while. Victoria is becoming better known to you who have found her here with me. Pretty much I'm an open book. You know what's going on with me in my life and what my thoughts are about things, the issues of the day and events, that sort of stuff. Because I think what's the word? There's a corny radio word that is used, begins with an A. Authentic. Yeah, you have these program records. Yeah, he's authentic. Well, are we? I hope we are. I hope we're relatable. I hope that what we say means something. To that end, yesterday I was talking about the beginning of school and getting things. I think you probably have some comments. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. You probably have some things there. I'm reading some of the stuff. The more likely the older folks send me email. Younger folks do. Although there's a lot of mature people on Facebook, I think. Anyway, Stephen writes, if you're going back to school, I would definitely recommend doing something not just to get a job out of school, something that is train yourself, something you're actually going to enjoy doing. What a swell thing. This is a guy who's a senior in college. I think yesterday, I don't want to keep going back to yesterday, but I'm remembering a conversation we had yesterday, I think, with regard to school and a program for juniors and seniors. Were we talking about that, Victoria, or was I talking about that with somebody else? There's a program at some school that aims to get kids to learn, or maybe it wasn't that. I think it was.
Oh, no, I think you were talking about that, learning a vocation or learning a skill instead of just kind of pushing them into a liberal arts floundering type situation. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Bennett writes, for elementary age children, I suggest trying to make friends as soon as possible for them. Trying to make friends is a big part because it'll help you feel comfortable. And he recounts, I was extremely scared and made some new friends and felt like the first day of school was the best time of my life. Yeah. Here's a fifth grader named Brenda. Let's see here. No, this is not a fifth grader named Brenda. This is Brenda, who's the mother of a fifth grader. I have a daughter also who's in college. If you don't get the grades you want, don't be discouraged. Excuse me. Keep going and take advantage of the student services that they have. They're really awesome. Here's Chris, who's an undergraduate at Regis College. Whether you are coming in as a freshman or you're coming back for graduate school, everybody to the left of you, everybody to the right of you is as nervous as you are. Remember that, and you'll be fine. There's something to be said for that, don't we? When we start something new, no matter what, aren't most of us nervous?
Sure.
We are. We start something new. Let's see here. Davis is a high school freshman. A couple of stages in life. You got to make it through the high school stage, then you go to college, and that'll help you for the rest of your life. So try to stay positive. Make sure you don't get tripped up. You know, I would say that happens more when it comes to drugs and stuff, doesn't it? Wouldn't you think getting tripped? When do people start using drugs? Is it high school? My son would tell you that's when
I don't know.
Drugs.
I mean, I'm very fortunate. I've never had any interest, so I don't really.
No, me either. That's why I asked the question. I'm sort of naive.
Some people start later in life. I mean, I'm in New York City, and I know there's some. I had some friends who, when we all graduated from college and started our jobs, some of our periphery friends got a little too much into the Wall Street lifestyle, so that was their introduction into cocaine and stuff like that, and uppers because they work long hours. So it just depends on where you are and what your circumstances are, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That's very mature of you, Victoria.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Kate writes, this is a person who's an administrator. Whatever your age, whether you're a graduate student or whether you're a first grader, don't worry about what happened last year. This is a new year. Man, oh man, oh man, Ashevitz. Yes, forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about what happened last month. Forget about what happened last year. You can't go back to it. You can't fix it. You can't correct it. So start the new year fresh. Right?
Absolutely.
Fresh. Did we get pictures on social media of kids in school?
We did. Yes, yeah. We got some pictures. No, the children are ugly, so we're not going to talk about them. Of course they're cute. Cute ones? Yes, cute ones.
Cute ones. All right, so they're posted at, you want to talk about some of the names of some of the cute ones? Twitter at DJ B Show and Facebook / Good Day DJ B Show.
We got some grandchildren on their first day.
Really?
Yep, on their first day of school, heading back.
Yeah.
I'll look it up and I'll send you some pictures.
The areas where they come from. It'll be if we just post them on social media. That's probably the best place because you and I can talk about it, but it doesn't do much good unless we put it out there.
Yeah.
Here's
Janet sent her grandkids start heading back to school. Yep.
Yeah. Good.
And they're all posted on our Facebook page.
Dana. Who is a high school teacher, said, for people going into high school, I would say that you should always stay true to yourself. There's going to be a lot of folks who will try to bring you down. Isn't that awful about high school, but that's the reality, I guess. You're going to meet bullies. You're going to see bullies. If you focus on your schoolwork, on your life, and you get what you need, get it done, and don't worry about the other people. That won't be a problem. Here's Aaron who writes, find activities that really interest you. I'd say if you find activities you really like, clubs, that sort of thing, chances are you meet people that you get along with, people who would be good friends if they have something in common with you. I think that's very good advice. Find things that you like to do that are ancillary, but they help make your school experience successful. 18 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/WakenPoints for details.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Hunter. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, we're at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Late Night Jokesters. Here's a quickie from Conan O'Brien last night.
Arizona and Florida are holding primaries today. Yep, Arizonans are voting for either John McCain or Kelly Ward, while Floridians are voting for either bath salts or meth. So...
That was pretty funny. By the way, Marco Rubio won his Senate challenge in the primary, and John McCain, who had a much tougher primary, won there as well. So we got a couple of the hacks coming. Well, I'm guessing they'll win in the final election as well. The one business with McCain, it was like close as the hair on your chinny chin chin, as they say. Musically, let's focus on Harry Connick Jr., who is a Louisianan. Is that how you say it? You're from Louisiana, you're Louisianan?
That sounds right, yeah.
Louisiana, right. He and Randy Jackson are teaming up to bring aid, get some dough for their home state. The two of them judges on America. I didn't realize that Randy Jackson was from Louisiana as well. Benefit concert for flood relief will be held next Monday, Labor Day, the 5th. Be a live broadcast from 7 until 9 in the River Center Theater. Proceeds from the event will all benefit the Louisiana Flood Relief Center. Randy said, quote, I want to help restore people to a place where they're not hurting. Harry Connick said he wanted to bring much-needed attention to the good people of Louisiana. So sorry that my home state is undergoing such hardship once again. Seems like just yesterday Katrina left a path of destruction. And let's see, who's going to be there? American Idol Season 15 alum Mackenzie Borg, who was born in Lafayette, Louisiana, is going to perform as well. She apparently has close family members that were living in the area that was affected by the floods. Also, performing with Harry Connick and Randy Jackson, Better Than Ezra. I haven't heard from them or about them for a long time. Have you?
Yeah.
Victoria, Better Than Ezra? I think they were pretty good, as I remember.
Yeah, they were really popular. I always forget that they're also from New Orleans, so yeah. They got their start down in New Orleans. Sean Colvin, also from New Orleans. A lot of artists have come from there, and I'm sure more and more will be pitching in this effort.
Sonny Landreth, Chris Thomas King, and Luther Kent all performing at this event next Monday, 7 to 9, so East Coast time, 8 to 10. And I'm not sure what network. We ought to figure that out, what network that is. So anyway, that's going to be helpful. Also in the musical news today, a spotlight on Carrie Underwood, who has a new NFL song, 2-minute musical track for the new Sunday Night Football theme on NBC, has been unveiled. The season kicks off, what, a week from this weekend? Is that when it officially?
Yes, we got another weekend of preseason play.
Mm-hmm. The song is called Oh Sunday Night, adapted from her duet with Miranda Lambert, Something Bad. New version uses the same clappin' happen rhyme scheme and the chorus from the original song. I want to practice up and see what we get out of this. So this is the Something Bad. Do we have Sunday Night?
I do not, but it's exactly the same where she says something bad right there.
Right, so they say Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay. So they haven't released it yet because they want to make sure that it's heard first on NBC. Maybe that's, I guess, makes sense.
I thought they actually did release this yesterday, but it is. Yeah, I heard it yesterday with the Sunday night, but yes, it is the same. Same song.
Miranda Lambert, still close friends?
That would be a question for Jen, but I believe so. I don't see why they wouldn't be friends.
Nothing that I know of that
Carrie Underwood didn't mess around with her husband, right?
No.
That gets
Miranda was the cheater.
Miranda was the cheater.
Yeah.
Oh.
The rumor.
Oh, I guess that's right, too. Yeah, Jennifer did say that, didn't she? Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Be mindful that people are watching what you say. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your body language is speaking volumes. In fact, very often, your body language is speaking much louder than your words. Although it's probably easier for you to see the difference between what people say and how they say it in others, the truth is, others can see that difference more easily in you. One of the most direct pieces of advice I can offer to help your body language match your words is this. Learn to say exactly what you mean and mean exactly what you say. When your meaning and words match up, you'll be happy that people are watching what you say because you'll know that they're hearing what you want them to hear. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You may have a whole lot of history. We could be the greatest thing.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with some rather strange news. I was going to start with the good news, but the good news will come after the strange news. It seems that Framingham is a bit spooky. Framingham is my hometown in Massachusetts. Not only here in Framingham, but all across the state of Massachusetts, a couple of lights were seen in the sky resembling a teardrop shape. This according to the National UFO Reporting Center. Here's an excerpt from the report, Dateline Framingham. As I was looking out my back porch window after letting my dog outside, I noticed two lights in the sky resembling a teardrop, one of which was a cold blue color, the other was a ruby red color. I noticed that they were flying rather slowly, almost hovering in the air. I had a feeling that they were not airplanes or helicopters, as they were merely just circling one another. I went to take my phone out to see if I could photograph them. And just as I did, the UFOs flew quickly straight up in the air and then off in a distance at what seemed like an incredible speed. What do you make of that, ladies?
Hmm.
Would you like to live in Framingham after that?
I wonder if there are any pictures or video.
Actually, I am looking at a picture of glowing orbs that move into a foundation. We can have fun with this, but I absolutely, totally believe that we get visited all the time. I mean, look at what we have talked about just this week of finding the planet that was 4 light years away that's in our galaxy that's like Earth. And then we found, was it yesterday we were talking about the other planet that was like 19 light years away someplace, and we're all scratching our head wondering, how in the name of heaven can we find this stuff? In Carver down on the South Shore, Massachusetts, fast, straight lights, up, down, bright circle. And then there were helicopters, looked like they were chasing it. That's interesting. By the way, the pictures are showing up on WikiCommons. Ever see stuff on that? Like WikiLeaks, there's WikiCommons?
No.
You never heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Is a brother to WikiLeaks, yeah.
Oh.
Right. All right, so that's the latest big-time stuff happening in Framingham. SpaceX in the news today. It seems that the dream of Mr. Musk to reuse rockets is becoming a reality. New frontier, at least for the commercial space program. SpaceX has its first customer to reuse one of its rockets. It's a satellite operator called SES. See, this is where you know this is going to work. Because so many people want to put satellites up in orbit. And the government, heretofore, NASA has done it. And they never charge enough. So these guys will charge because it's a for-profit entity. SES is going to send one of its telecommunications satellites into orbit later on in the fall using a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX that helped take cargo up to the space station. Remember that when they did that successfully earlier this year?
Yeah.
First time, sent it up. Traditionally, rockets have been considered one up and down and done. But they spent a lot of money at SpaceX to build reusable rockets. And so that's what it was the end of the year. SpaceX landed the first rocket on land. Remember, it came down, sort of almost looked like it was upside down or backwards. And then it did it again in the ocean this spring. The second rocket that came down in April will be the one that SES uses they're going to relaunch it. I don't know. I mean, that's not so much different than the space shuttle. Those were all reusable rockets. They went up dozens of times.
But yeah, that's right. I started thinking about that, but then I second guessed myself because I have a small amount of knowledge of NASA.
Well, move over. I've got a big amount of. Well, you don't like NASA. You don't like the space program. You think it's a waste of money.
A little bit.
I mean, a little bit. A little bit.
I don't want to trigger you today.
Oh, really? That's okay. I can be triggered.
But I did think that it was the same rockets that they do
use. Thank you for
being
so considerate.
Well, I try. Right. But I did think that they were reusing them, and now we hear stories about SpaceX and
so now if we don't have a space program
station.
Or space tools, how do we get these satellites? How do we? We would not be on the air if it were not for satellites. You'd be sweeping this floor in the central garage or something. You wouldn't be.
Really, that would be my only other option besides being on the air with you? Not like law school or anything else, or just be
something minor.
Janitorial services?
Janet the janitor. Anyway, so this is very cool.
But does NASA, are they in charge of launching satellites for other companies and other things like that?
They have been. They've launched everything. Oh, yeah. They've launched tons of it. I mean, everything that's up there, all that space junk has come from us or the European Space Agency or the Chinese or the Japanese.
Yeah.
Now North Korea is trying to send stuff up, that kind of stuff.
But does every country, and I want to say more in the first world, does every first world country have a space program?
More or less. I don't know. Canada doesn't.
So Canada seems okay.
Yeah, Canada's fine. Canada has many aspects that were preferable to things that are going on in our country.
Right.
Except it's too damn cold up there.
All right.
Hey.
But having no space program doesn't seem to have been a detriment to Canada.
No, hasn't kept them back. By the way, you know that all of the people, the majority of people, I think, 64 million people live in Canada? They all live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. You knew that, right? The majority, 94% of all the
people.
Well,
I know there's that Northern Territory is
100
so
miles. Yeah, I mean, who wants to be up there?
Brutal.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to the rockets for a minute. This SES company is a satellite operator covering many of the countries in Latin America and in Asia and Africa where they don't have any satellite at all. So they're into that marketplace. And I think we saw or heard the other day that one of the phone companies was going to go into these areas. It wasn't Verizon. With some other one of America's phone companies trying to set up because they've not been able to really sell to the market because there's no satellite receivers. So this company's going to put up a satellite so all these people can sell their cell phones and the other junk that goes with it to keep us from becoming a mature society, as it were. Anyway, I find it, you know how I am when it comes to that kind of stuff. I saw more evidence of it yesterday. When I was in the gym, I talked about this kid who hasn't got a clue that's usually in there the same time I am. And we were talking, the fellow who's my trainer was talking about his cousin's daughter. They gave him a cell phone. He's 4 years old. I said, are you nuts? What, are you crazy?
What's a four-year-old even going to do with a cell phone?
What are you going to, exactly? Even 10, 12, 14-year-olds, I've said that to Richie. His kids are too young for having this stuff. But you give it to a four-year-old, and you can guarantee they'll have ADD for the rest of their lives. It guarantees it. Absolutely guarantees it. In a moment, I want to ask both Kara and Victoria what they think the actual purposes of modern schooling, as we celebrate the first week of school in most areas. What do you think? This is something that we might actually ask as well. We're looking for pictures of your children going off to school at Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. But I would also like you to think about what you think the purpose is of going to school. What are the functions? What is it that you get or are supposed to get or think students are supposed to get? And is it the same as you thought you were getting when you went to school? 43 past the hour. Here's the story that requires a little bit of on-air education. For those of you who have not heard me talk about the blood boost that comes from using Superbeats, what a fabulous product. You pour nitric oxide into your system. That's really what it is. The beets are loaded with dietary nitrates. And when they are put into a 4-ounce glass of water and you drink it any time of the day, you'll have improved energy, you'll have more endurance, you'll have, if you've got blood pressure that's good, man, this will keep it right there. Super Beats. Put it into your daily routine. Incorporate it into your life. You will combat your body's natural decline because the nitric oxide production that comes from these powdered beets gets into your system, opens up your arteries, and brings the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs to stay healthy. It's just super duper. That's why they call it Super Beets. It's the circulation superfood. Great tasting, daily source of dietary nitrates that promote heart healthy energy. That's why Dr. Ken recommends it on this program. Dr. Jack recommends it on this program. I recommend it. Victoria recommends it. Kara recommends it. Come on. Get off your duff and get your first order in. If you haven't gotten it right now, here's a good incentive. You'll get an extra month of Super Beats free when you call 800-655-4183. You'll get as excited about this as we are because it works. 800-655-4183. You have my word on it. And I hope that is important. It's important to me because I think my word is good. Say goodbye to just kind of hanging around and being lethargic. New. Revive your organs. Revive your energy. 800-655-4183. You think I've got everybody excited enough? Now, Victoria?
I think so. I just took my Super Beats. I love it every morning.
Yep.
800-655-4183, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RatingPoints for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere. Produced kind of phone subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Lose taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for revenue network use rules apply, and day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Up in the morning after school.
All right, 47 after the hour. So the question here for all of us to ponder is, what are the basic functions of going to school? What are you supposed to get out? Are you supposed to be able to adapt to life in a manner of space? Integrating into society. I think that's what it was when I was in school. I don't know if that's the case anymore because of all the devices, frankly.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least when I was growing up, I don't know about now because I'm not in school anymore, but I feel like one of the most important things was socialization and meeting people and making friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we talked about this a while ago with homeschooling and how I don't think you really get that.
No, you don't
have
socialization at all. None. Mm-hmm. Zero. One of the things that bothers me about public school education, I think it may be education in general, is the propaganda that gets sold to you in a way that's supposed to be authentic, supposed to be facts, and it's a lot of propaganda. And it oftentimes, more and more now than ever, it depends on the politics of the teacher. And I don't like that. I don't think that's part of what school, and this is not to sound like some, what do you call me, Dr. Curmudgeon or whatever?
Captain Curmudgeon.
Captain Curmudgeon, okay. So this isn't from Captain Curmudgeon. This is just me with some practical experience as a teacher and as a student. But I thought that learning how to count and how to spell, how to put intelligent sentences together, how to understand how the government worked. Gee, I thought that's what we're supposed to get out of school.
This is something I've seen in the news more often in the last few years, but I never thought about when I was in school about textbooks or who makes textbooks or what's going into the textbooks. And I feel like I've seen more and more things about who sponsors them and who's paying to have the textbooks made.
Yeah.
And that's something I never thought about, that the information in your textbooks could actually already be biased.
Worthless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's something to think about. See if this doesn't make sense. What I believe the public school system is about now is to train your children to obey reflexively. Teach your children to think the way they think. And I think that's bad. I think you've got to teach your children to think critically and independently. That's what I taught my children. And every once in a while they say, Dad, you taught us to be that way, when we get into a little bit.
When you don't like what they're saying.
Yes, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time now here with Victoria working her Apple over. It's Apple and Amazon in the focus. What a shocker, huh? That Apple and Amazon would be in the technology news. I find that hard to believe, hard to comprehend, but we'll get to the bottom of these amazing stories in just a moment here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
All right, 55 past the hour. Let's do the Apple thing first. I'll comment on the $14 billion tax bill that Amazon got served with yesterday from the European Commission. Tim Cook, who's the president of Apple, says you can take your bill and... this is supposed to represent unpaid taxes in Ireland because they moved their headquarters there. I'm betting they're going to stay there very long. The case that Apple laid out, and, you know, they've been in Ireland since 1980, apparently. It has 6,000 people working there. It, according to them, abides by international laws, local laws. They pay the tax that's required. The European community has launched an effort to rewrite Apple's history, ignoring Ireland's tax laws and upending the international tax system. There'll be a big fight over this. I don't even understand. Why would you do this if you have any common sense? This is a big employer. These are people. I mean, okay, so maybe there's a little bit of an irregularity. But you're going to fine them $14 billion? What are you, out of your minds? They'll just take their business and go elsewhere.
Well, it's his Tim Cook's argument is interesting. He said that the majority of the taxes that you're supposed to pay are to the country where the value of the product is created. And he said mm-hmm. all of their research and development is done in California, and that's why they pay all the taxes to the United States and parts or whatever else
is
done.
Ireland,
That makes sense. And I don't think that this is really going to be ruled against Apple. I think Apple's going to win this one.
Yeah. All right. Apple has set the date for their new product announcement. So what's the story there, Victoria?
Well, Tim Cook is really busy. He's got a lot going on right now. Yeah. September 7th is the official date of the unveiling, and we've been hearing about what the new speculation is for the iPhone, if it's going to be an iPhone 7 or if it'll be the 6SE. From everything I'm reading, it will be a 6SE, and there will be a few more colors, a few little bells and whistles.
What's the stock price doing? That's how you can tell how much anticipation there is by looking at the stock price.
I don't know what the stock price is. I don't follow. I don't own stock in Apple, so just so I should say that full disclosure, this does not benefit me in any way. I don't own any Apple stock. It'll be interesting to see once they unveil everything. And Apple always does this in a really great way. They always build anticipation. They always announce something new that's unexpected. There will be the iOS 10 software update. Right now, it is available in beta. And as of, I think, the end of September, everyone will have that update. Right. And for next year, that's going to be when it'll be the new big iPhone 7 launch and iPads and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what they pull out of all the stops here, because they never disappoint. Maybe some new Apple Watch ideas and models.
Amazon's founding city, Seattle, has opened up a brick-and-mortar store. Company says things are going well. Now they're going to open one in Chicago. Their claim to fame is convenience. We'll deliver to you overnight. There are Amazon trucks. I see them around all the time now.
Yeah.
The stores stock their shelves based on the data from Amazon.com. So you want something, instead you don't want to wait for it to be delivered. You order online, and if the store is handy by, you go to the store and you get it. Can't you do that with, like, most of the big box stores now? If you go buy something online at Sears, you go to the Sears store and pick it up?
Yes.
So, anyway, they want to compete with Barnes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.